Carlos, I know for a manager, especially when free agency happens, you want every single great player out there to make your team better. What do you think now, having four brand new faces in that room helping you out now?
Yeah, really good feeling. Really appreciative of the job that David and his group, and obviously from the approval from Steve and Alex. But we're definitely a better team than what we were a couple of days ago. It took a lot of effort. There's a lot of people that we have to give credit here. But I'll go back to your question, you know. Good feeling as a manager, four new faces, guys that are going to impact this team in a positive way and continues to help us push and ultimately get reach our ultimate goal.
At the same time, for you, it could be a little tricky now getting everybody in there and in certain spots. Ryan Helsley is a closer, but you also have Edwin Diaz here. You have Tyler Rogers. So how much of a puzzle piece will this bullpen be just putting them all together?
Yeah, look, these are some of the things that I'll talk to the players. The good thing is you got some really good options. You know, Edwin will continue to be our guy, and we will continue to deploy him the same way we've been doing. You know, like if we feel like in the eighth inning is the right time to do it, he's going to get that ball in the eighth, and then we'll figure out the ninth. We've been doing it like that the whole year. Now understanding that whoever's going to get that ninth inning, you feel really good about your chances. But yeah, just kind of like getting a good feel for where they at, how much time they need to get loose, coming in the middle innings, like who's going to be able to give us one plus. So there's a lot of things that we got to get familiar and, we'll get the feedback from the players as well. But like I say, exciting.
You just mentioned David, and David always talks about different looks out of the bullpen, and Tyler Rogers is absolutely a different look, as Pat called him on the air the other day, a knuckle dragger with how low he gets. How unique of an arm is that for you to now deploy, and will you almost have to do a little extra research to find out how you want to use someone who's so different from everybody else?
Yeah, look, man, it's a completely different look, and it's not a comfortable one when you're in the batter's box. You know, and you get hitters, you know, we saw him the other day, and you get hitters coming back and understanding it's like, man, it's hard to pick him up, you know. So guy that throws strikes, gets a lot of ground balls, induce weak contact, can get righties and lefties. I think – like I say, we'll get a better understanding and a better idea how we're going to use them.
And then Cedric Mullins, the only offensive piece you guys added here, lefty, plays the outfield. What's the plan for his skill set here? And what are you excited about?
Yeah, look, a player that I've watched over the years, you know, when I was in the American League. Really good defender, even though some of the numbers earlier this year didn't look the way he's used to it. But lefty bat, he's got some power, really good base runner. So, you know, another piece here for the position player side of things that is going to help us win baseball game.
And then lastly, you guys added, but the Phillies got Yoan Duran. Padres also got now Mason Miller. How tough may it be to win this whole thing?
There's a lot of good teams, man. There's a lot of good teams that I feel like a lot of teams did some good things, and it's going to be exciting, man. You know, in the National League, there's few. You mentioned the Phillies, you mentioned the Padres, but there's a couple other teams there that, you know, it'll be fun. You know, we got to take care of business. We got to control the things that we can control, and understanding that we're really good, too.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.